to an hour.
Oh,
okay, now turn it off.
Yeah, go ahead. You never have this.
Do they have before? You know, I mean, I remember.
They have now.
What do they have?
They feel they have a purpose, someone to care about them, that will fight for their children. They really do. I mean, if you've had much chance to talk to them, when I talk to people, they feel for the first time that their life has meaning. What do they have, you know, going to working on their knees day after day?
They're still doing that, you know, and they're dedicating their life and they're giving their all to something where nothing is happening.
Lambert, it's that time for it to happen.
And when is going to be the time, though? When is going to be the time?
Well, it's not the time when people aren't... I think maybe we ought to go outside, though, and talk about some reasons. Would you go out?
Yeah, well, I don't mind. Yeah.
Or to sit in our closet or whatever.
Because I think, you know,
I really think that you have to...
Tearing himself up trying to get it out.
Well, for one thing, Linda, I think I can really kind of understand. And I'm sure Jim gets very, very impatient. But you have been at a disadvantage in that you haven't been out in some of the meetings. And I think I saw more probably in the smaller meetings where I am, you know, in the San Francisco meetings and in the L.A. meetings where there's... the less of the healing emphasis and more, because we're more of a small family, more of the emphasis upon human service and upon freedom and of all the things that I know that you love and that Claire loves. I just don't believe that I could have been that brainwashed by you all the miles I traveled with you. And I don't believe that I didn't know Claire. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. And I can see when we emphasize those things that they do have more of the vision. And, of course, I've lived with Jim for 25 years. And I'll have to be honest with you. I've said to him, Jim, he who lives to run away will learn to fight and live to fight another day. But he has said, I cannot go, and I mean it. I swear on my Stephen and Jimmy and Tim Five until every black person can go that I'm responsible for. I know what his love is, and I believe you have the same love. But I think... in the interim, we all tend maybe to get a little impatient, mm-hmm. and you are both tend to hold things within you. And when you can't verbalize how you feel, well then, you know, it comes out in different ways.
Yeah, you're right. I do hold things within me, you know, and I have done it. I've done it for quite a few years now, you know, and haven't verbalized my disbelief in a lot of things that were going on. I don't think that I lost faith in a cause or a vision, but I think mainly I lost faith in Jim, and he is the cause.
Well, honey, what did you lose faith in?
In what part? Just in Jim, you know,
What did he do that made you lose faith?
Just the manipulation, the total manipulation everywhere. It just seemed like everywhere we went, you know, it was just manipulation on people within, manipulation on people without, you know. And
you know, I wish you had talked this over with him as you felt that, because it's sad to... You know what I mean, while you're there. Yeah, because it seems like it's out of proportion now.
You know, of course, whenever I had a question, I always asked Jim. And you know that I am not one who follows blindly. I hope you know that about me. Of course, you haven't known me down through the years, but I am pretty much a free thinker. And I, in all cases, I can't think of any, but he couldn't give me an explanation. And his first and foremost thought was to build a protective wall around his family. And that's not, I'm not talking about our family. I'm talking, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the whole church family.
He certainly doesn't live a life that gives him any...
drudgery. His life is drudgery. In the first place, he
wants to say, I don't think it is. I think he enjoys it. I think he enjoys people worshiping him.
But the thing is that he takes on people's hostilities. I've been there when people go up and say, I have gas, will you take care of it? I have a key to, you've seen how people plague him with, he could be in the most intellectual sets and people could admire him, but he goes to the people that are sort of the rents of the world. He lets people like, Joe Healy and people like that press on him. He doesn't pick out people that worship him. He spends hours and hours with people that are not of any benefit to him for any glory.
Yeah, there's no place he couldn't have gone.
I think
he could have gone to the top of the political.
God, anywhere if he wanted
to play that game. If you talk about playing games, you know, he didn't choose to play a game that would benefit him. He could have gone to the top. A political sense.
It seems to me that's the only place where anything can be done, though, you know, is...
can't go there without...
But you have to compromise your soul.
Compromising your soul.
He's been offered it.
Offered a $25,000 job in Indianapolis to get him out of the Civil Rights Course Commission. He was making $7,000, and he was offered $25,000 to be the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Indianapolis and turned it down because they wanted him out. He was tackling Bell Telephone and all the big people. I've seen him down through the years turn down a lot of bribes to get to the top because he could not compromise what he believed in for the poor.
And it doesn't make sense for him to spend the time doing the thankless things he does, really. I don't see why he would do the piddly, agonizing things he does. It takes so much time that we don't even have that kind of patience. But even now, what concerns me is that I feel there's the conflict that's being caused. Like I really wonder if you have any association with Badal, for instance, because I feel that there are people that are getting really frightened, that people that apparently have talked to you, and they're liable to turn against you as well. And I feel that
people are getting frightened that have talked to me.
Yeah.
Well, who's getting frightened?
Jim is keeping people.
The only
trying to keep him calm
would be Danny Phillips, and that's because he's been set up to, you know, to come here and to place calls here, and we had a fat-ass argument the other night, and I mean, it was big, and it was very heated, and, you know,
what do you mean?
Christine Lucienis was set up to call me and try to, you know, try to get me to say things to her, and that was a setup, and Jim said it was a setup. Now, why set me up to get me to say things to people when I didn't say anything to Christine? She called me, and Danny was sent up here, you know, to get to Clara because of the closeness there, and, you know, things were said to him, but then to call us again Saturday night, you know, and that's what I get tired of, you know, being set up, having people call and trying to see what we'll do.
Well, I have no knowledge of what...
Have you gone and talked negatively?
To who? To Danny, yes.
No, but I mean to others.
No, I haven't talked to Danny. I haven't talked to Danny. I see Danny Toulis every day. I see Sandy Parks, you know, maybe once every other week or so. You know, and she doesn't know a thing. I haven't said a thing to that girl.
Something came back to me, something about Ruth Kearns being sent away because she knew too much, that you had said that to somebody.
That I said that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that.
You didn't.
But I do think Ruth Kearns may know a lot.
Well,
you know,
what?
Just from things she said down in Los Angeles.
I couldn't hardly believe you would have said that because I remember a long conversation we had about Ruth Kearns, and you were very critical of her because of her disrespect to Jim. I remember that. And I think you know that the least last thing that anybody would do if he was the manipulator that you think Jim is send someone away that knew too much,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that made it pretty hard for me to believe, but this came back.
Yeah, but she was spreading it around, though. It made sense to get
around. Jim didn't know she knows as much as she did.
Well, who's told her something?
What I heard she said, you know, was that Jim sent Ruth, that she was sent away. I'm mm-hmm. not sure that you said Jim, or I'm not, I believe you if you say you didn't say it. Sent away because she knew too much.
Yeah, well, maybe that's her feeling, you know. I don't know. Whether or not that's her feeling. But I didn't say
that
she got
said it.
No.
Well, apparently what's happening is that there's a lot of people, there are people that are frightened somehow, directly or indirectly, maybe indirectly.
Yeah, well, I got that through Danny the other night, you know, because he called to get it across to us if we did anything that the people were not going to stand for. That was one mm-hmm. message I got out of his phone call. Mm-hmm. And we hadn't done a damn thing then, mm-hmm. other than I called Jim one day last week and told him that they were getting phone calls down below. And Janet was very upset about it, and she believed with all her heart that she recognized Petticoat Mills.
Well, nobody's called. Nobody
well,
has called.
Well, that's what Danny called to tell us Saturday night.
But it's absolutely, we're not trying to stir up trouble.
But it seemed funny to me that they never got any phone calls until Jim found out where they were. You know, and he had to do some investigating to
find
out
where
they were.
You know Jim would call. If he wanted to call, he would call directly. You know that because he's called you directly many times. And if he wanted to get them back, it'd be the most wise thing in the world for him to call directly. Why would he have to?
They have done these calls themselves, and they know how they're worked and how they do it.
Well, I wonder, I mean, I don't know about anything you're talking about, but maybe you...
Had his voice, and I was down there, and I picked up the phone and answered it myself one time. And her number is an unlisted number down
mm-hmm.
there.
Well, then how
are we... How,
Patty knows how
Patty
to
knows
do
how
it.
To get
she
the unlisted numbers.
She knows.
I felt that there might be some try to have some contact with the children, and I don't want any contact with those children.
Well, why wouldn't Jim call directly? Why would they call in any ruse?
Why did he investigate to find out where they were?
Well, how would...
He promised us, when they first left, he said, well, I will try to find out where they are, let them be in peace. And then about a week before they started getting calls, Jim called here and said, yeah, I know where they are, they're in Texas.
Well, if he gets by revelation, I mean... He didn't have to try to get it.
He didn't say he got it.
Okay, well, let's, in the first place, I want to assure you, and I know, that Jim loves your children. All of them. Laura and all of them. And you know that to hurt a child would be the last thing in the world that he would do, or any of us. Don't you know that?
My children were hurt before they left here.
Who hurt them?
I would say the cause hurt them, because I dedicated myself so much that I split myself from them. And Denise was in agony.
You're not with
she
them
was
now.
In total agony. I know I'm not, but I will be. And I will be there permanently. And I'm going to stay with him permanently.
That's why we
and
they are
looking
life,
forward
so we can
to it.
Be with them.
And that's another thing Danny accused me of, poisoning those children's mind. And those children have not heard one
they don't
bad thing
me.
About
why
the church.
Did, why, didn't you, why didn't you... I knew, you know, you and I talked about the situation with Denise.
Yeah.
At, where was she? Helen's.
Right.
And, I voiced some of the things I didn't agree with, but I didn't get the impression that you were that upset that you wanted to move.
I didn't realize what condition
sure
she was in.
We would have moved her, you know.
But she'd been moved around so much, you know, and there was no place else to send her besides Helen. Helen was the only one that offered, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I took her up on the offer because she did, and she was
mm-hmm.
the only one. When Maxine
mm-hmm.
wouldn't. Denise wanted to go to Maxine's,
mm-hmm.
and she wouldn't take her.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, one thing I want to say while I'm here, you say that you've said nothing negatively, you know, and that you've not done anything to jeopardize.
We haven't. We told them a big fat lie to get them out of here.
No, but as far have you been telling our members here anything?
No, I have not.
You haven't been doing
not one damn thing. No.
Because I'll tell you this much. I know this much about Jim. He would give his life to save and to protect the people that are in this group. And he'd do it for you, too, and he'd do it for your children. I want you to know that anytime you need anything, it is not cut. And I cannot forget what you've meant to me, both of you. But if there's anything, Jim would give his life. What would you like for him to do? What would make you feel better or make you feel that you have been...
Don't see him now as we did. We've lost all confidence in him.
Do you want him to die right now? Would that make you feel that...
That's not the point. I mean, but then we saw underneath, and he's not what he built himself up to be to us. And that's it.
Well, look, honey, Linda knows, and I think if you had been in some of the meetings, I'm talking about Linda Swaney knows, that in any group like this, he doesn't like to be up there, but in any group like this, somebody has to call the shots. You know that. You know there'd have been anarchy. There never would have been able to build any protection if he hadn't been in a position where people would listen to him.
But he calls the shots, and then he says he doesn't call the shots. Like, when I talked to him, you know, a couple weeks after, he said, you know, if there's anything we can do for you, you know, if we can do anything financially, I asked him for one thing. He wouldn't know if we could do anything financially. I said, okay, yeah. And I gave him a figure. The next time I saw him, he wanted me to sign papers. One of the girls to sign papers for past services rendered, a bunch of crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
Told me I wasn't going to be taped when I was taped. I don't care
that
about
was
that.
Danny
you know,
that did it. It was not Jim.
But I don't believe that. I don't believe Danny Phillips was anywhere around that goddamn church. I don't believe it. Because, first of all, it was supposed to have been the meeting where there was just Jim, Carol, and Sandy and I. And then the next thing is the other meeting before that where we were all sitting out back. I don't believe Danny Phillips was anywhere around there. I don't believe he did the taping. I believe it was one of you guys. But I expected it, you know. I said at the time, I said, well, that's okay. You know, I don't care. Nobody has to prove. But that's all, and we asked to be left alone, you know, and then he gives me these phone calls, you know, testing me.
Well, look, Linda, it's true that you have given a lot of service. It's true that both of you, and I believe that you believe wholeheartedly in what we stand for. I can't believe any differently, and I know that your children are never going to be happy. Well, I don't know that, but I'm sure that they know enough of what we stand for and what you stand
for.
Right
now they're in an integrated school. They have black teachers where they live. It's departments full of blacks, and they're making good grades. Laura's made honor roll this time. She never made that here.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, what can we do to recompense that would make you feel? What can Jim do? What can be done? Do you want? Well,
Just leave me alone. Don't give me any more phone calls.
Well, we're willing to, and the only thing I'm concerned about is I'm worried that if you speak of how you feel that I don't understand. I mean, if you say you haven't, okay, but if you have talked to people, you are so integrant, you're so involved in every part of it. You and all the girls are so involved, and there's no way that you couldn't be implicated in what you say that we're doing, and we're going to pull your whole family down. No, I don't know.
I see Miss Mitchell, she doesn't know a thing.
I'm not saying you have. I'm just saying that, I don't...
anyone about any of the operation?
No, I have not.
Not anyone?
Nope.
Okay, because one thing I am concerned about, of course, there are two facets of our church, as you well know, and you know that our main objective is to bring change, and Danny has really been involved in trying to bring change. And be careful, you know, we don't want to bring anything down on his head or any other people, you know,
because of some of the things he's done that are in the avant-garde, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
So, but the and this is the truth, the main reason I came here is because I said I don't believe that Linda Swaney could keep her true self from me all the hours we travel between San Francisco and L.A. I don't believe it.
I did, though, Marcy. I did. I kept my true self from everyone for a long time.
I don't believe that. Seems so hypocritical to me.
No, it is. Yeah. Look, okay, I'm a hypocrite.
Linda, I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
Well, it's the truth, Marcy. It's the honest to God truth.
What
you know, I started losing.
But you don't make any sense.
I sat
where you were, and you said you had no character. You said you weren't going for the sake of your children. You were going for you.
I heard you say that
you're a capitalist,
yeah.
And that your ego, and now you sound like you're judging people,
like
you're judging a group that has gotten people off death row. And what are you doing now? What for the sake of brotherhood? You say your children are integrated school. What are you doing though? If the country, the way it's going, and I'm sure you're following the newspapers. What protection in their little school? What protection is that for them happening?
I'm not doing a damn thing right now, Linda, and I won't be doing a damn thing. But I bet you I'll be sitting here 5 years from now, and you guys will still be sitting in the same place.
But this country is not sitting. It's heading toward
the country. Is.
What's going to happen? How are you going to protect your children? Jim has.
How is he going to protect them?
He has. What about what he's trying to do to protect them? You know some of the things he's done to protect them.
What?
Well, you know some of the attempts to.
I don't know.
Well, for one thing, I know, and I don't think he even knows how much, but there are funds put away for an exodus.
For who?
For everybody. If he wanted funds for himself, he could have left a long time ago.
You know what?
Why didn't he then?
He said to me, he said, Marcy, and you know, if anyone's going to get the axe, it's going to be him. It's going to be my husband that's going to go to prison, in jail for what he stands for. And he said, you can go with the children, but I can't leave until every one of these black people can go with me.
Why didn't he go when he got the attacks from Kim Sullivan?
He said it to me.
Why did he stay?
So many times.
Why did he go through all that? Why has he stayed?
Sometimes it's so hard. And I'm guilty of it, too. It's hard for us to imagine that anyone's like that.
I think that's the truth.
And sometimes we project in other people what's in us. And I've done it. But he said that to me many, many times. And
so
I'm
going to take with him, Marcy. Who's he going to take with him?
He could have taken, if he wanted to take a few people.
People have come and gone so many times. People have come and gone so much. We don't have any of the same people that we had, you know, a year ago.
We don't need any of the same. We have a basic group of people that have been here years, black people and people that have been here years.
There are many that have been here for years.
My goodness, yes. Have you found a group of thousands like our group has?
Wouldn't you want him to take the people that have stayed for years and years?
I want him to take the people.
You think he would leave them?
Well,
why didn't he leave?
People that get a go.
Okay, why didn't he leave? With Ken Solving attacking, he could have taken a few people and gone. Why didn't he? If he had money... Why didn't he do it?
Because he's still pulling money in.
Pulling money in, but it's getting so hot. How is he going to... what makes the sense of pulling... How much could he use? How much is he pulling in anyway?
Oh,
and he never touches it. It goes to Eva.
Oh.
What does he have control of it? Has he used it for himself? If he was so egomaniac, why wouldn't he enjoy some of it?
Linda, were you...
Why wouldn't he enjoy it? No.
Planning to... When he made all his arrangements to get a plane, and he's been looking into some other...
The buses? Why buy all those buses and spend money when he could use it for himself?
Yeah, but there have been other times when we made arrangements when we were going to get a plane. We didn't get a plane.
Yeah,
we were going to
get
a ship.
Boat.
We didn't get a ship.
We didn't get a boat. We was going to get General Hospital. We got money for
we
that.
We tried. We made an offer.
People ask me, well, what happened to that money?
Well,
I got $3,000 from back east.
It's still there.
And they say, well, what happened to the money?
Well,
where's the hospital?
Jim tried to get the hospital.
He did.
I know
where's the boat? Where's the airplane? Where's the spatial bus?
I don't believe that any of these things are going to come about. I don't. I didn't believe that when we started making plans for the Myrtles to go, I didn't believe they would ever go, and they didn't. I didn't believe when Archie and them were getting set up to go to Africa to find a place there, I didn't believe they'd ever go, and they didn't.
One thing I want to ask you about.
Things just don't come about.
One thing I'm concerned about. Are you have any ties with Badoff?
No, I do not.
Because there are people in the church that have gotten, you know, furniture, and that, you know, Jim has kept people from making any negative comments on Badoff. The only reason Badoff is out now is because, you know, Jim has fought for him. You know that.
I heard about that.
Okay. Well, what I'm concerned is it's going to get real cloudy if there's any mixture there.
Because
there are people in the group that, you know,
What's that? I don't understand the connection.
Well, I just
getting furniture. What's the connection?
Because he's been charged with
stealing furniture from the furniture company.
What did he do with it?
That's what.
Well, think about it. You know.
Who's going to claim that the people in the church have furniture?
No, I bought some furniture, but I've
well, how do we?
I paid for it.
Yeah, but
I know.
To claim that,
but they're claiming he did it on his own. I mean that he.
I got a television too, and I paid him for it.
No, but this is to Wilson's furniture, and I mean the church.
But anyway,
well, you're not the only one that has gotten furniture from.
Yeah, Helen got a whole lot.
Oh, God, as long
but
as
the thing is, they have a charge, and they were ready to prosecute him until Jim stepped in. And it's going to get very cloudy if that, you know, you're involved, because they were ready to get him. They put out an order to get him.
No,
I'm only saying that it
no,
could
I just wondered if it was. I mean.
If Jimmy, I haven't called him that since he was 16. We're only saying that he's the only protection that they might have. So I believe you if you say you're not saying anything negatively. Mm-hmm. But if anything would come up and Jim's name were clouded in the community, he wouldn't be any protection for John Bedell. You know? And I don't think there's anything we can say to convince you otherwise. I know... I've never known Jim to make a decision just for himself and for our family. You know, we don't have vacations or anything. He always involves everyone else.
He sure, if he was pleasure-oriented or glory-oriented, he sure wouldn't live that way.
But I believe that you care enough about black people. And I think, as I've said before, that you've been disadvantaged because you haven't been able to be in some of the meetings where black people would stand up and say, for the first time since I met Jim Jones, I feel like a man.
Are there kids out of jail? I mean, look at, what's his name, Melvin Johnson? What, he was ready, he's a two-time loser. Now, you can't say Jim didn't do something for him. And what glory did he get out of that? He went for hours of counseling on
that. Linda, I made up my mind back when Ken Salving was attacking us, you know, and everything just looked like it was hopeless. And I thought, now the ultimate beautiful thing that can happen is that there will be a complete change. We'll have socialism. We'll have a beautiful heaven on earth. And then the very minor good thing that we'd have would be that one child had hope where there was no hope. And I decided it was worth it if one child had it. And I don't think, it's awfully hard being a mother, I know. It's a strong, strong nesting instinct, and I question whether you've done the best for your child, but every mother makes that decision. But I still don't believe that all these things you told me about, you told me one time that you'd go to a certain place if you had to. You know, remember I said, wouldn't it be great if we could go someplace and take all the children?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I'd dig ditches.
I would. I'd be much happier out somewhere digging a ditch, you know. But I'd be doing something, you know.
But not just any place, Linda.
That's right. That's right. Not just any place.
Because I believe that both of you have know what we stand for.
Have we got real socialism here?
Have you ever seen a place, though, where black and white could be... You talk about a little school, but we have people now that, for the first time, they can stand up in a meeting and say their feelings or walk with people down the street and know that there's a place here where their children are not treated disequally, where a crippled man like Joe Bean, he's determined to write 10,000 letters a year. And where would a man like that go? Where would Joe Beam, Healy Beam, where would a person like that? I mean, as a social worker, I see people coming in, they have no housing. Their relatives won't help them. They can't go to school. And you don't have an organization outside that'll help them. You know what I mean? Like, our group will get money together. Just last night, they gave some money for a lady because her payment was due on the house. They raised money right in the service and gave it to her. Because her house payment was due. And where would you find that? I know as a social worker, the heartlessness of outside. And, okay, right now you feel like you can give your children something, but what if you lose your job? And I know the trouble about getting a job again. You know what I mean? You don't know out there that anyone will care for you.
Claire asked a question. I think we should.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. It was good that you said, do we have real socialism here?
Is everybody equal there? I mean, does people have... Is it equal?
I can only say, you know, that... Yes.
Do you think Helen lives equal, same with Jackie, or with some of the black people?
Oh, I'll tell you, the black people...
I'll tell you one thing, an awful lot of those black people live a lot better than I do.
They're home and live a lot better than Helen.
Yeah.
Really?
You,
I know that's
is
true.
Is this one of you, you are a socialist?
I believe in socialism, yes. The equality and people have a right to choose the type of work they want because they want to work there, not because of the money or anything, but because it's equal,
mm-hmm.
because they love to do things like that, mm-hmm. like a doctor. He wants to help people, not because they're just going to get rich.
That's true.
I believe in
and
socialism.
We have youngsters in college that are working towards
Look at the dorms, yeah.
Yeah, but the kids work and pay for their...
They can't work and pay, because, you know, I know kids that try...
The dad is paid.
No, but they can't make it all. They can't get a building. They can't buy a building.
Well, I know the first... He and Dale put in twice as much as Mike Cartmell did. And Mike Cartmell made twice as much as they did that summer.
What is socialism? Well, if that happened, we should talk to Mike. We should talk about that. Socialism is to each, from each, according to his ability, to each, according to his need. I can only say this much. There's a real effort to bring equality. It's pretty hard, and as you well know, and Linda well knows, to keep on top of everything because there's an awful few people that do an awful lot of the work. You know that. And I've gone into situations that I knew were not, and I've talked to Jim, and very quickly it was corrected. It was a matter of finding it and knowing that it was happening, you know. But I'll say this much for Jim. He's a socialist. He's a socialist. He has no greater love for the few that happen to live in our house than the others out. The only problem is he as one person can't meet all the needs of the people. There are very few. He is an example of socialism, and hopefully we will become what he is, you know. And when that happens, it'll be easier to bring equality because there'll be more hands and feet and legs to bring it about.
You do it right now. But, you know, when you think about it, and trying to get the cooperation of people who've lived in a standard of life that's totally capitalistic, and trying to get them to cooperate somewhat and give somewhat, you know what I'm saying? In other words, you accuse him of being a manipulator. If he was a total manipulator, he'd determine just how everybody lived. He'd say, look, you're all going to live the same way. But he's trying to educate people as he's bringing them into a situation where they could share.
I do think we need to... And I know this is what he wants when he sees children that don't have clothing and don't have it as well as some others.
He gave all his clothing away. Esther was furious. He went down, he said, go down. You can look. He went down, he said, give it away. He kept, two pair of pants? And two shirts, and he didn't even choose which ones. Honest to God, I swear, they gave all his clothes away. Esther was furious. She said, you can't do this. And he said, go ahead. He did, honest to God.
And most everything he has is something someone's given him, or he's had you for years and years and years, and he never goes down and buys anything. But anyway, the one thing that I want you two to know that no matter how much you say, I know that inside you can't get away from what we stand for. It's there. And you may say you may have hidden your doubts from me, but you didn't hide the true you from me. Not all together, Linda.
That's hard. I can't believe it. I can't believe
there was too much private.
I can't believe it. Oh, I know.
I'm not that much duped. Now, if you did talk about a manipulator, you top them. And I don't believe you did. Well, I don't believe it. But I'm
did
not
you?
A million years.
Did you manipulate that way?
That was, I think you have an Academy Award. I really do. I think I'm going to send your name in the
hospital. I can't understand it.
Just call me Sarah.
I don't believe it.
And Cora, I remember.
Cora's Denise. I'm sorry. I feel guilty about that because I feel that I should have been more on top of that. Because she had a bad situation there in the first place. She was sent with Edith Cordell, and I would tell Edith to her face, you know, that she's just not that wise, especially with adolescent, this is putting it mildly, she's not that wise with adolescent children.
Well, it goes back even further than that. You know, when I first, you know, moved out of the files house when I lived in town and let the file crew take them over. That's when it, I think that's when it began.
Oh.
Well, I apologize to you for not being more on top of that. You just should scream. I've screamed louder.
I still...
It wasn't that we didn't care, you know. And I know that doesn't make you feel any better, but... I do care about youngsters, and Jim cares about youngsters, and an awful lot of people do, you know.
I still wonder about outside, but it seems to me, you know, I've thought about this a lot because of my children, that you can give them a lot of time and attention, but the environment outside is so corrupt. I mean, I still believe you see that, you know what I mean, that what's happening outside. Even Sandy and I were talking today, the abusive things we see that's happening to children, you know, the child abuse, do you follow that much? They see a lot of sexual crimes on little children and stuff like that.
There's sex crimes on there, too.
Like what?
You know, Janet sure went through enough.
Like what?
That's incredible.
You might as well spell it out.
Because I don't think you're going to tell them anything I don't know.
No, probably don't. You probably know it.
Oh,
I know this much. I know this much, that I never felt that my life was any more precious than Janet's life. And she had no image of herself whatever. She didn't think she was a beautiful woman, which she is. Very beautiful woman.
Because I remember when
and
you called.
The least I could do was to say, give her fulfillment.
But she didn't get it. She didn't get it. She has a worse image of herself right now.
She
hates
so
herself for having
so
sex
perfect.
With Jim Jones and for having sex with him, especially when
you
were
around.
She
loves you so much.
She does.
And that hurt her more. It hurt her as much to have sex with your husband as it would her own mother. I mean, she loves you
but,
as much
but
as she
was ready to kill herself.
That.
I remember I came
she
over.
Not over that.
The thing was that the only one that could quiet her down was Jim. I remember I was here. Remember when I called your house
yes,
and I came
but
over?
He didn't have to make advances at her.
But no, he didn't want to. The thing was she wouldn't quiet down.
She couldn't
quiet her down, Carl. Who did you get?
I
remember she had a scissors and I remember
I was up here with her.
Yeah.
When she was very suicidal.
And you know he'll do anything to keep her life going. What do you have? So she has a low self-image. But at that time, she was insane. I remember, Cora.
What kind of advances are you talking about, honey? And I'm not trying to get information, because I know Jim well enough. I know. What good would it have done Janet for her to have to make the advances or just say, I'm sex hungry? Don't you think he was trying to build up her image and let her see
it? Yeah,
he was here. Jim, every boy that she ever had interest in, he'd down. He said they're homosexual. Even outside. If you really want to date, go on outside. If there's not inside, your own health. But
she wanted to just date Curtis, and nobody stopped her from dating Curtis.
She didn't want to. Jim told her to get him in the group.
No, she wanted to. I heard her. I swear on my children's eyes. I sat in the car when she told me how much she liked Curtis.
Yes, I know she said.
And at one time, Jim said, be careful.
She looked up to him. Yeah, she could have gone out with him. He's offered to take her.
Jim did not force her in any way.
No, he didn't force her, but he...
Nor did he even push her.
that she couldn't, he told her she'd never get married, to never expect it, and down a normal life, but that kid had no hope of a normal life. And then he takes advantage of her.
But you know who she was attracted to, and she told me this, I swear on my children's life, John Harris. And you know what he would have done to her? I swear, she told me she liked that body build, and that she liked that guy.
She even likes black men, yes, but she wouldn't have.
But you know what, John, well, she told me she liked
this
him.
This poor boy, she could have married him.
But there was some incident with the guy in college that Jim protected her from. It was not because he didn't want her, because there was no feeling that he wanted her to be happy. Because I remember with Curtis, I remember him saying, if she wants to, it's all right. But she, you know, whatever she wants to do with Curtis. Because at one time, she even said, I'm kind of feel guilty about liking him. And I remember saying to myself, well, whatever you want, Janet, because, you know, I thought on one hand, you know, you can't trust what a guy outside would do, and I didn't want to encourage her. And
trust him inside either.
Well, at least there's some control. You know, they don't beat the...
sex between man and wife, but everybody else is having sex with everybody else instead of...
Oh, this group has less sex. I know people out there. They have less sex going around here than people outside. It's incredible.
He had to have sex with Danny to keep him in.
What?
I don't know anything like that.
Amanda, you were in the meeting last Monday night. When he said that. He told Janet and Faith that.
I faced Danny with it. And Janet has learned to steal. She's learned to do things to get information for this group and stuff. What else could they learn outside besides dope? She has had sex, 2 miscarriages. What else could that kid go through? It's a wonder she's even got a decent mind on her. For an image of Jim put up as God. And then use her sexually?
You know, but he saved her from suicide when he got that revelation about that Ross.
Claire.
Why would he
Claire,
do this?
Wait just a minute.
No, I'm sorry.
Now, we've known down through the years that Janet was attracted to Jim.
Now, she told me.
To her. She
well, this is quite possible. And I have no strings tied to Jim, but I want to tell you honestly, nothing was done for Janet that I didn't know about.
Yeah, I agree.
It was because I love Janet.
But Janet's not the only one he's used. He's used Faith. He's used...
Oh.